Adya that I wanted to begin with. We said that al pi din an onen eats without saying a bracha birkas nenin, but is there any like limitation to that? Meaning that should he only eat something that he needs to eat? I mean, you know, you have a heter eating something without a bracha, but I don't know, do you have to add on a dessert? Do you have to add a side? Maybe is there any mandate you should try to minimize your eating because you're not saying brachas anyway? So the Geshur HaChayim actually writes that, yes, you should only, as an onin, eat things without a bracha that are achila achreches, that you really need to eat. But an achila you don't need to eat, it's possible maybe they didn't give you such a heter to eat without a bracha. And you're kind of like abusing that. So Rav Avadya argues very strongly on that and says it's mutter to eat lahanaso, af achila shin lahanaso, without a bracha, like peiro, sharmashkim, you know. And he says that the Chachamim did not aser eating when you're an onen, except it's baser v'yayin. And he says to make new chumras that we don't find in the poskim, he thinks is wrong. So I just think that echoes a little bit what we had said yesterday, because if you hold that the getter of Birkas Nen is to matar the Isser Me'ilah, you know, we said that was the pshat of the Rosh. That's why the Rosh says he has to say Birkas Nenin. So, Lamaisa, what's the major motif? Is it the main motif of Birkas Nenin? Is it the matar or is it the mitzvah? Right? That's what we had discussed. So I'm just saying that the Gesh, at the end of the day, everyone says an onen can eat and drink without a bracha. The question is, how strong is the motif that it's a mitzvah? Rav Avadya says it's really strong. And therefore, the Isser is noveh from the mitzvah. Since there is no mitzvah, there's no limitation. You can eat and drink whatever you want. Don't worry about it. You're not doing anything wrong. Whereas, according to the Geshur HaChaim, maybe not that way. Maybe the Geshur HaChaim holds that the motif of the matir, it's like a mitzvah dash matir. And the fact of the matter is that when you have to eat without a bracha, no problem. But the bottom line is that there's an Isser maybe stirring your face a little bit, a matir, and therefore you shouldn't abuse it. So maybe that is echoed in the Geshur HaChaim a little bit, halacha l'maisa. So that's what I wanted to just add on. That's an interesting machlekes between. And I think we hold there's no restriction. If a guy wants to take a few extra drinks or payris, you know, he's in a tough time, one of his relatives died, we don't view it like that. The only issur is basar v'yayin. Okay, but it's an interesting Geshur HaChaim that I want you to get. This is in the Chazon of Avadya and Avelis, Chelik Aleph, Dine Onein, Ha'arayit Gimel, Amud Kuf Mem Tes. Okay, let's continue where we left off yesterday, and let's get to the two topics we want to get to today, God willing, is first Aninus and Shabbos and Yontif, and then Nimshul Ksofim as well. So Aninus on Shabbos, the Gemara has in Moed Katan, Lamaisa, and in Brachas, in Moed Katan, Chav Gimel Amin Aleph, and Brachas, on Daf, Yerches Amin Aleph, the Gemara has the Feirish, that on Shabbos, Mesiv v'oichol, v'oichol basu v'yayin, v'varach v'mezamin, v'varachin, v'mezamin Allah, v'chai v'kriyishma, v'tfilu, v'tfilin, chol mitzis amuris b'tayr. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, mitoch shishchayv b'eilu, nishchayv b'kulin. So it seems like they're saying the same thing, Rabbi Gamliel and Tanakama. Am Rabbi Yechina, no, tashmi shamiti ikibinayu. That according to the Tanakama, l'maisa, there's an isser, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's mutter b'tashmi shamiti. Nevertheless, you see from this sugya, which we're going to get to, that an onen l'maisa is chayiv in mitzvahs on Shabbos. It's beferish in these two gemaras in the Bavli, in Moed Katan and Brachas. There is Yerushalmi in Moed Katan, in Paragimel Halacha Hey Yadal and Aleph, that says beferish that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel commented. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, not Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel commented and says, listen, if you're allowing L'maisa basa v'yayin on Shabbos, he says the following, Rav Shmuel hold hetirasa lo es kol elu chayivu v'shar mitzvah shel Torah. If you allow this, achilas basa v'yayin, which is l'tzorkei atzmo,
How much more should you be chayv in shar mitzvah shel Torah? Chay shah heti rasalo chay olam lo kol shekein. If you matter gashmius, how much more so should you matter what? Should you matter also mitzvahs? So, and the Gemara comments, the Yushami there, Rabbi Yudah Bar Pazi, B'shem Rishu Malin, Halachik B'shem Gamliel. So there you have a Bavli, two Bavlis in Moikot and Brachas, and the Yushami. However, there is a Yushami in Brachas, so that Tais I gave you, on Yitzayin and the Beis, running on to Yitzchess Marav, quotes the Yushami, that states as follows. Amr B'chanin Mekevin Shud, meaning he's an Onein Zakuk Lo, Lavilo Aron the Tachrichin, to bring the coffin and the shrouds. Kayin Tatanin Taman, Machshichin Alatchum. Gemara has in the 23rd parak in Shabbos Mishnah Dal, you can be Mashich Alatchum, you can walk 1999 Amos. So in order you can get to the mace quick, or help out a Kalo, Lefachech Al Iske Kalo, Al Iske Mace, Lavilo Aron Tachrichin, Chalilin Lukoinos. Kemishu Nosim Masov. Because halacha lemaisa, it seems from this Yushami klor that if you're machshichin ala tchum, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. It seems to be that if you're being osik and things for the mace, that the din onen should emerge. So it seems from this Yushami, and one day in Taisa says that it's machlokes between the Reish and the Seifa in the Yushami and Brachas. Right, and then Rabbeinu Nassanel says it's not a machloikis. He says if you practically want to do it, then you are an onin. But if you don't want to do it, then you're not an onin. It depends whether you're actually doing it or not. So there's no machloik, no machloikis between the Reish and the Seif and Yushami. That's how Rabbeinu Nassanel Taisus quotes the Rabbeinu Nassanel. But what emerges from this Yushami is that there is a din aninu such Shabbos. If you are going to act on it, if you're going to be machshich al atchum and you want to help out the mace, then you're being noeg in iske mace. So there should be a din aninus. So basically, there is two bavlis that says there's no aninus b'shabbos. One Yushalmi in Moed Katan that says there's no aninus b'shabbos. And then you have Yushalmi in Brachas that says there is, which Tosis quotes by us in Brachas. So what does that say to us? How do we paskin? So the tour, the Beis Yosef, rather, on this, quotes the Smag, which you saw, that an Onen is chayv in all mitzvahs b'meshach Shabbos. I do Shabbos cholik on the Bavli. Don't worry about it. We paskin like the Bavli. That there, Lamaisa, there is no aninus in Shabbos, and you're chayv in all mitzvahs. However, the Yesh Omrim that the Rush quotes in Siman Gimel. I also wanted you to see Siman Aleph. I didn't give it to you. I hope you saw Siman Aleph as well. If you get a chance over the weekend, you'll look. But there's a Yesh Omrim quoted in the Rosh that says an Onein on Shabbos is Pater Likras Erev. He's Pater from the Kiyum Mitzvah Seseh because he can be Machshich. If that's an hour before, however long it takes you to walk 1999, in that window of time, you'll be Onein only towards the end of Shabbos because you can be Machshich. And the Rosh himself writes that an Onein b'Shabbos Likras Erev, if he wants to act and be Mashiach al Tchum, then he'll be Pater from Mitzvah Sese. If he wants, Lamaisa, he will be Pater from Mitzvah Sese, and we will invoke the din of Onein in such a case. If he doesn't want to, then you'll be Chayv in Mitzvahs. And that's the Mechaber's Psak. The Mechaber here in Shimon Malev says, B'Shabbos u'b'yontav ochol basur v'yayin im yirtze. I want you to just get down im yirtze. The Pischei Tshuva in Sifkot Yud Gimel says, even on Shabbos, you're not chayiv in onein to eat meat and drink wine. On yontav you are. On yontav, you know, zedin Sifchas yontav. You're not mechayiv to eat meat, lamaisa. You're not mechayiv to eat meat. You might have to have wine for kiddush, but I'm talking about basur v'yayin, not l'shem kiddush, or just to enjoy. Shabbos, there's no chayiv to have basur v'yayin. In yontav, there is. That's why the Ramah, they add in the parentheses, Yimirtza. Umevarach achayv kol mitzvahs. Then he writes, the im sarach lahakshik al tchum, skip it a little bit, but in the Mechaber, im sarach lahakshik al tchum, kedei lasik sarach mes, chau lav aninus, liasar v'kula mishash amaskal olechas kedei lahakshik al tchum. So the Mechaber, paskins like the Rosh, that in reality, there, you know, there can be aninus on Shabbos, if you want there to be. If you want there to be, the Mechaber holds like the Rosh. Now, I want to note to you And that's why I want you to look in Siman Aleph. The Rav points out that there's another sheet in the Rosh, not identified as Yesh Omrin, but there's another sheet in the Rosh that really goes well with the Smag Lamaisa. And that sheet of the Rosh is the end of, towards the end of Sof Siman Aleph. He writes that there's no aninus at all, even if you are a filu hu machshich al atchum. Even if you were machshich al atchum, you still are chayv in all mitzvahs, even while you're walking. Lamaisa. And the Rav said because Shabbos is mufka, not just lamaisa from the chovas kvura, but the holy askas b'kvuras ames. Shabbos is a stirah to it. And therefore, even if you would want to engage in it to machshich al atchum, you would not be considered al bidin misasik b'kvuras ames. And therefore, you would be chayv in mitzvahs, and there would be no din onen. So that might be pshat in the smag, but I want you just to get it that it's in the end of Sof Siman Aleph in Brachas. And let me just read you the Lashon. Have it right here. It's interesting. He says the following Lashon. I wanted to just read it to you. Gama yochel isaski imam l'hashkal atum noisem asa karinim beim chol din aninis noibo aval b'shabbos kevin shein kovernos of b'shabbos afal pishim mutu l'hashkal av ein noibo aninis. That's an amazing sheet. I mean, that might be shot in the smag, but the smag just says carte blanche, you know, halacha lamaisa, that there is no aninus in the chag of all mitzvahs. But it's highlighted with this sheet in the Rosh that even if he was doing it, lamaisa, it doesn't make a difference. Very amazing. Afa pishamutta lahashik, ain't bo din aninus at all, halacha lamaisa, it doesn't make a difference. In such a case. So these are the different sheetas that we have, Lamaisa, about aninus on Shabbos. So let's precisely zero in now on the din of Tashmish Amita. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, I want to just keep in mind that we mentioned the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ritz Geis on one hand against Rov Rishonim, is there a Suri Avelis B'toch Aninus? According to Rambam, there is not. It only starts the New Hugi Avelis after the Kvura, and according to the Rov Rishonim, there is a Suri Avelis during Aninus. One of these Suri Avelis is Tashu Shamita. Okay? One of these Suri Avelis is Tashu Shamita. So, what's the din? So, the Rif and the Rambam, at least according to the Beis Yosef and the Rosh, paskin like the Tanakama, that halacha lemaisa, it is usher to have tashmish shemitah when you're an onen on Shabbos. The Rif, according to the Beis Yosef, the Rif says beferish. The Rambam, according to the Beis Yosef, says like the Tanakama that it's usher. Okay. Now, the Bach, I want you to get this. The Bach says that is dead wrong. And it's l'chura, a peladika, Beis Yosef, that he says that the Rambam does it. Because the Rambam says beferish, in Hilchos Aveilus, he says, Perek Dal Alacha Vav, he says, B'Shabbos Beis Alacha Bazo Shosim, Zayim Varech Harakam Amazon, V'chayim Chom Nisim Rosh, Kutz Mitash V'Shamita. What does that mean? You're not chayiv in Tashmisha, but it is mutter. That's exactly what the Bach says. The Bach says he can't believe the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is a Pella. Oh, I want you to, if you didn't see that Bach, the Bach is towards the end of the Siman. He says, Miu Nero, my cousin Beis Yosef, Eishu Shapir, Satanakam, Lemil, right? Lechov, Tanakam, Sarva Chayiv, Chutz Mitash, Rune, Chol, Roshus, Rol, Lemil, Sarva Shabbos, Chol, Abal Chol, Kuli, Amen, Noi, Yol, Roshus. Lav Shkogehi. What does that mean, chutz mitash shemita? You're not mechuyu, but it's mutter. Alma mashu the tashish eno chayiv b'shabbos. El rishusu kamo kol. The low mashakasa beis yosef leel. The Rambam posuk yarith. So get that down. So machlis beis yosef and Bach does a Rambam aser. It's a pelva. The beis yosef says it's aser. The Bach says that's a pelva. How can you say that he says it's aser? So Lamaisa, very interesting machloikis there that comes out, how the Beis Yosef says that whatever the case might be,
We don't say halacha kedivrei amekel bavel. We learn that. Where do we learn that? We learn it in Bikiyas, right? And in Testament Beis, yes? In afternoon Seder. Halacha kedivrei amekel bavel. Right? So why are we machmer here? Because it's not aveilus, it's anidus. It's anidus. That's what the Beis Yosef says. This is, we're talking there, that halacha of that statement does not apply to anidus. So therefore, don't give it to me, because why? Yochev Ram Halach Kerabi, but Halach Kedivra make a bavel. But here, the Beis Yosef says, Lamaisa, that it's what? That it's anidus. Okay, so please get this, you follow this did. And therefore, they say that it's Aser, Halach Lamaisa, they have Tashmi on region of the Lash. I hope you saw it in the Beis Yosef. He says, Lo Shaya Kan Halach Kedivra make a bavel. That Kati Lachala Avelis. Right? Which is a pebble. Bach says that's not the Rama holds. But Lamaisa, the Lumdis, I want you to note that. Just to get the. Okay, we'll get back to that, Blinetter. Okay? We'll get back to more about that call today, Blinetter. Okay. However, you saw the Beis Yosef, quarter of Ben Yonah, who paskins like you, Shalmi. That we do paskin like Rav Gamliel. Yes, it is Mutter B'Tashmi Shemitah. Rabbi Yonah says it beferish. He passed the Gemara. Now I was thinking that what's the lomdus? Yachid for Rabbi Lachram. Allah Kedir Rameko Afaninis. Maybe the Rabbi Yonah held that we say Allah Kedir Rameko Ivaninis, and that led him to this heter of Mutter B'Tashmi Shemitah. So the bottom line is that we paskin the Mechaber paskins like the Rif. And the first group of Rishonim, he says, Chutz mitash shamita she'aser bo. Befeirish. And Lamaisa, what, this is what I want to bring out, what is the basis of this psak? That we are asering the din of Tashra Shamita. Because we had said that, in essence, the Mechaber says, aninus can't apply on Shabbos if you want it to be, if you want to be kover, right? If you want to be kover. So, I would understand that psak, that Tashra Shemitah is usher on Shabbos, how do I understand that psak? Is it because I want a velus, the guy wants to be involved in burial, so if you want to be involved in burial, Lamaisa, so then there's a din of aninus on Shabbos, and then what should flow from that is that there should be an Isur Tashmi Shemitah, right? Because why? Why should that happen? So that gets back to the machlokus that we said. Does Isuri Avelis apply during aninus? So if you hold like Rov Rishonim, one of the Isurim Avelis is Tashmi Shemitah. So if there is aninus on Shabbos, right, then your outcome is going to be that there's an Isur Tashmi Shemitah. Yes? And the truth of the matter is, what types of Isurim are usher on Shabbos? During Shiva, what are the usher? We haven't gotten up to Shiva yet. What? Dvarim Shebetzina knowing, which is what? Tashmi Shemitah, Rechitza, Talmud Torah. Yes? Those are examples of Dvarim Shebetzina. And the truth is, the Birki Yosef writes that in Onan, on Shabbos, the Minig HaOlam is not to wear a Beged Mechubas, a laundered clothing on that Shabbos. And you should be Machmer if you can. Because that might fall under what we would say, Dvarim Shebetzina. No one knows whether it's really clean. Also, what about an onan during Limud HaTorah during Shabbos? So Rabbi Kiveger writes, if you saw that, I'll pee the first emotion, then onan is also in regular Limud HaTorah on Shabbos. And the Aruch HaShulchan and Siftet Zion says, he can only do Shnayim Mikra, only things that are needed for Avelis. And the Stechemet writes, maybe you want to prepare the Hesped on Shabbos, only things that are connected with the Hesped. So what I'm saying to you is that the Isser of Tashmi Shemitah on Shabbos is born from what? From the fact that maybe what? The Isuri Avelis applies during Aninus. There is Aninus on what? There is Aninus on Shabbos. Like we said, if you want there to be. like we said, if you want there to be, and because of that, Lamaisa, other things that are similar to Tashu Shemitah, like let's say Rechitza, which is a private thing, you know, wearing a beged that is that falls under that rubric of Dvarim Shebetzina, or Talmud Torah, the Mechaber writes at Siman Tov, Talmud Torah is called the Dvarim Shebetzina too. That also would be limited, also halacha lamaisa. Now, if you take the approach, though, so please get that down. That's one mahalach. How you would get to the outcome of why Tashu Shemitah is asar on Shabbos, because we're working with the fact there is a ninus on Shabbos if you want there to be, if you want to be kovar. Number two, we're saying that the Isuri Avelis apply during a ninus. And on Shabbos, that means Dvarim Shebetzina. So that would mean Tashu Shemitah, that would mean Rechitza, that would mean, you know, which manifests on this wearing the clothes. Also Talmud Torah you're limited to. But maybe you could take another approach, another mahalach, and I want you to get as well. And that is that, you know, maybe halacha lamaisa, we don't hold any aninus at all on Shabbos. None at all. Maybe none at all. Even though the Mechaber didn't say that, but maybe one could say that if you are of the Rambam's of Shita, Lamaisa, if you are of the Rambam's Shita, the Rambam himself doesn't say that, because we said the Rambam didn't say it was Usur, but I'm saying maybe if you hold there's no Isuri Avelis, Tokaninis, like whose Shita is that? The Rambam, yes? Maybe one could still Usur Tashma Shemita. Why? So there is a Tosfos in Moed Katan and Chaf Gimel and Beis Ramaskel the Eino that writes that an Onin would be Asur and Tashu Shemitah because it doesn't follow with the somberness of the period. It might distract him also, you know, from doing the burial arrangements, even though he can't do that on Shabbos. But Lamaisa, it's like chutzpah. Tosfos has a lashon like it's chutzpah. It's not really in the spirit, Lamaisa. So what I'm saying to you is that even though the Rambam doesn't say this, we said from the Bach, the Rambam seems to say it's mutter that tashmi on Shabbos. But I'm saying if you take the approach that there is no Isur Avelis Tochaninis, you could still paskin that Tashmi Shemitah would be Usur. And Lamaisa, what I'm trying to say is that these Rishonim that said that there's no Aninis on Shabbos at all might still also say there's an Isur Tashmi Shemitah because Tashmi Shemitah is different. It's like it's a chutzpah. It doesn't fit in the spirit, the mood of the day, the mood of what's going on in your life. And therefore, that's Lamaisa, what I want to bring out in this din. This is what I want to bring out in this halacha, that we would assume that there still would be an Isser. Even though the Rambam seems to say not. Beis Yosef said the Rambam said there was Isser, right? But not the Bach. And we read the Rambam. Rambam says, you're not chayv in Tashu Shemitah. What does that mean? That it's mutter, though. No, you're not chayiv, but it seems that it's mutter. That's what it would seem according to what, and according to the Bach, Rambam says you're mechuyev, right? Just plug it in the shita, right? If the Tanakhama says asur, then Rambam says mutter. If the Tanakhama says what mutter, then Rambam says you're mechuyev. So that's what I want to bring out. These two mahalchim halacha lamaisa. Please get it, but lamaisa, I think that's what you're going to have to assume. Ladina. And we paskin Ladina, like I said, it's definitely Osir, and like the Shulchan Aruch says. But I wanted to, the knach that I want to just say is that I don't think it necessarily has to be totally on whether you hold that Aninis can be Chal on Shabbos like the Mechaber Taka does paskin. Even if you held like the Smag that Aninis cannot be Chal at all, like those Yushami, you still might come to this conclusion that Tashu Shemitah Osir. The Nafkamina between the two Mahalchim is, would you expand it to what? Well, according to that second Mahalach, would there be a limitation on the Talmud Torah? No, because there's no Aninus on Shabbos. Would there be a mandate to wear what? A non-laundered shirt? No, not at all. You hear what I'm saying? It's only limited to Tashmi Shemitah. So that's what I wanted to bring out, perhaps a shtick of Mahalach in this one, in this din. Okay, let's get to now Aninus on Yontif, Lamais. Aninus on Yontif, okay? It's interesting. When you talk about Aninus on Yontif, is it shayach to have Aninus on Yontif? So, Lamaisa, there is a Gemara in Moed Katan on Yudalim Beis. The Gemara there, we'll talk about as we get more into Avelis God willing throughout the summer, but the Gemara there wants to say that Nihugi Avelis applies to someone who has saras. Like he goes chutz l'machane, he has to wear ripped clothing. And the Gemara says that a kohen gadol is makriv onein v'ena ochel. A kohen gadol, the Gemara has a lashon, amar rava tashma, v'atzaru l'rabas kohen gadol. A kohen gadol l'chol hashana kerega l'kuli ama dami. This non kohen gadol makriv onein v'ena ochel. That's a Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says that a kohen gadol's makriv the makriv v'ena ochel. Right? Where is that Mishnah? Where is that Mishnah on Ma'aseh Gemara quotes in Yudal and Beis that a kohen gadol is the whole year like him, and it says beferish that he is he's kohen gadol's makriv oinim. Where is that Mishnah? It's in Yuma and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis makriv oinim veino ochal. So you see that a kohen gadol has a regal yomtiv the whole year, and what is he doing? He's not eating kachim. So you see from this Gemara poshup shat l'maisa, that the fact that he is displaying the avelus of a tzaras, even by a kohen gadol, and he has the status of regal all the time, the din is that what? The din is that he can't eat the karbonis. That harkens back to the first day of shir we had on Wednesday, that you cannot eat karbonis when you're in the state of aninus. So it seemed to apply, would seem to imply from this Gemara, that in fact, in the din of aninus, halach lamaisa, does apply ad yontif, without a doubt, because a kohen gadol the whole year is like a yontif, and he still can't eat it. So you see that aninus applies on yontif, not our classical yontif, but the yontif of the kohen gadol. So the Tosis Rid, so that's that mocker. The Tosis Rid in Moy Cotton on Yudal Bizer Maska kohen gadol says differently. He wants the ding zach on that riot. He wants to say it's only a yontif vis-a-vis the hakrava, not vis-a-vis eating it. So therefore, you have no riot. When the Gemara said that it's a yontif for him the whole year, it only meant vis-a-vis him being makriv the korban, but not vis-a-vis eating it. So therefore, that's a Tosis Rid there in Moy Katan. So therefore, since it's not a yontif vis-a-vis eating it, you have no riot to say, oh, you're not eating it, so therefore what? I have a raya that anima supplies a yontif. There never is a yontif vis-a-vis what? The eating. The yontif is only vis-a-vis the hakrava. You follow me? So since the yontif is only vis-a-vis the hakrava, you have no raya, and he is very adamant that there is no aninus d'oraisa on yontif at all. You're not eating it? You're not eating it for a different reason, l'maisa. Okay? But l'maisa, you have no raya, l'maisa. You have no raya, halacha l'maisa, and he says that there is no aninus d'oraisa on yontif at all.
Who says that?
That's the Tosis Rid. That's what the Tosis Rid wants to say. And therefore, since there is no aninus, you would be allowed to what? You would be allowed to eat the karbanos throughout the chag. There's no aninus d'oraisa on yontif according to what? According to Tosis Rid. Okay? But the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Avel, Perek Dal Din Masko, Ein Emes, he writes beferish not that way. He claims absolutely not l'maisa. He claims that there is certainly aninus on yontif, and even if you would want to say l'maisa that there's no din of aninus on yontif, you still couldn't eat the kachim. Why couldn't you still eat the kachim? Because it's a problem of lamashka. We learned because you're tarud, you're upset, you're not in a state of simcha. So therefore, l'maisa, the Mishnah Melech says even if you would claim technically there's no din of aninus on yontif, you still wouldn't be able to what? You still wouldn't be able to eat the karbanis, halach lamaisa. You still wouldn't be able to eat the karbanis because you're not in a state of lamashka. So what emerges is that there's a machlaikis between the Tosis Rid and the Mishnah Melech. Is there a din of aninus anyantif or not? Is there a din of aninus or not? And then Tosis Rid says there's no aninus midyoraisa anyantif at all. We say the Poshup Shad in the Gemara is in Moed Katan that there is, and the Mishnah Melech, strengthens that theory, and he claims that there is L'maisa Aninus Aynantav, and that's backed up with Yushalmi. Yushalmi in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel writes, Amar of Yosef Be'er Bun, David Meis Batzeres, David died on Shuas, by Yukol Yisrael Oninin V'Krivu L'macher. Beferish, it says they waited for the Gemara till tomorrow. So you see, Beferish, there's a din of what? Aninus midyoraisa on yontif. And therefore, they pushed off the kavanis of bringing and eating the kavanah of Shavuos till after Shavuos. So it's beferish lemaisa, pashup shot in the Bavli, in the Mishnah Melech, goes against the Taisus Rid, along with the Shushami, that there is a din of Aninus on Yontif as well, halacha lemaisa. So even though he's saying against the Taisus Rid, so that's lemaisa, we have this din of Aninus that seems to exist, lemaisa on Yontif. We said the Mechaber says to say it by Shabbos. If you want it to happen, if you want to be mashal to him, you'll become pukim and successor.
How does the Tosfos deal with the Yerushalmi?
He doesn't. He won't pass him like Yerushalmi. Some place Bavli Yerushalmi. That's what the Tosfos will assume. So, Lamaisa, the Mechaber writes. The Mechaber writes. Let's get the lashon. He says, "I'll be the rush." Vimratzel the kavra beyond the frishon ayide amamin, because the Gemara says in Beya and Davavam and Aleph, that on the top of the Beah Davavam and Aleph, that you can bury your loved one on Yontif through Goyim, and on Yontif Sheni you can bury him yourself. Hasidim sometimes do this. So the Mechaber writes that since you can bury, if you want to bury Yontif Rishon, the Amin, again, the wanting, it's Asur Bekulon, you can't do any mitzvahs. The Kolsha can't be Yontif Sheni, Shuba Atzmo Yochel Lekavro, like we just said. So the Mechaber echoes what he said in Shabbos, that if you want to be Mashal Ketum, then the Din Aninus will be invoked. And so too on Yontif Rishon. If you want to bury Yontif Rishon to Goyim, then it'll be invoked. And if you want to do it yourself in Yontif Sheni, it'll be invoked. Halach lemaisa. And that's what the Rosh, the Mechaber, the Shach are saying, Aninus Anoi b'chol Yontif Sheni, because you can bury your loved one. And the truth of the matter is, the Rav points out here that Reb Chaim Lamaisa used to say over, there's a fundamental difference between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni. I want you to get this. He wants to say that Yontif Rishon, you have a heter Lamaisa to do it through Goyim. Mashenki Yontif Sheni, automatically, even if you don't want to be kover, Chala Lav Dini Aveilus. Chala Lav Masari Dini Aninus. And it's Meduyuk in the Mechaber. I thought it was a good deal. What does the Mechaber say? You guys saw it. He says, "Vimrotz lekav yontav rishon ayide amim asur b'kulon v'kol shekein yontav sheni shuba'atzu yochel lekavro." Does he say rotz lekavro by yontav sheni, Jacob? No, it's a hutra. The Gemara's lashon in Beit Avavim Rav Asher is kechol shavi rabbanan. Yontav sheni is like chol. It's mamish like a hutra. So Reb Chaim held, automatically there's what? There is Aninus. Because Yontif Sheni is Adif than Yontif Rishon, because you theoretically could do it yourself, even if you don't want to. Even if you don't want to. Now, Lamaisa, it's a little bit schwer in the beginning, Lamaisa, in the beginning of the Mechaber, where he writes, Lo chal din Aninus be Yontif, right? Yeah? It's Mestabra when he said that, that was also on Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni. You know when he said that, Shabbos of Yontif, but I don't think it's so bad. Lamaisa, he's fixing it. According to Reb Chaim Lamaisa, he wants to say that's the kol shekein in the Mechaber. I thought it was a good deal. Al pi din. Okay? Now, this notion that on Yontif Sheni it's a hutra is very, very mechudish, but they say that Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, that's how the Rav's father, matered a gadol to be buried at Yontif Sheni, even though he died in Erev Yontif, he said, wait till Yontif Sheni, then more people will be there, Lamaisa. And even though we paskin Lamaisa, whenever there's Esed Echolota, say, if you can get out of it, Reish Lakish says, a chafel medveiz in Yavomis, you should try to get out of it. Don't rely on Esed Echolota, say, Yontif Sheni is a heter gomer. It's kechol. And therefore, Lamaisa, they weren't mesakin Yontif Sheni, but makam kfuru. It's a tremendous chiddush, Lamaisa. Tremendous, tremendous chiddush. And Lamaisa, that's what Moshe Soloveitchik wanted to say, that also like Abi Aninus, the Aninus will be chal automatically, even if you don't have das to be covered. Now this is smack against, we're going to get to you in a second, Zach, that's smack against the Taz. Please get it down. The Taz, I hope you saw it, Sifkan Gimel says, it's all initial practicality. Yontif Sheni, Aninus is chal when you want to bury the guy. When you want to bury the guy, that's fine. When you want to bury the guy, that's fine. If you don't want to bury the guy, then Lamaisa, there is no din aninus. Yontif Sheni, according to the Taz, is a Chuya, not a Hutcher. It's not Heter Kamu. It's only a Dechuya, and that's only going to be when you want to cover him, Lamai, so then you'll say Anini starts. When you want to be covered, then you'll say Anina starts. Allah Lamaisa. That's the Chiddush Lamaisa. That's the Chiddush that we want to say here, Lamaisa. And it comes out, and let's get this. Hope you got a chance to see that. That the Mechaber writes that Aninus is Noe Bechol Yontav Sheni, because they can be the period themselves. And then there's a Maharash. You saw the Drish and the Taz. The Drish and the Taz and the Magen Avram. They say that Aninus is only Yinoi Biyom on the day of Yontav Sheni, because no one buries at night. So at night there is no Aninus. So you'd be chayvin Kiddush, right? You'd be chayvin Kiddush. However, the Smag, Lamaisa, the Smag's opinion, that's what the Beis Yosef quotes, and the Maharash, according to the Shach, says there's no Aninus at all on Yontav Sheni. No Aninus at all be Yontav Sheni at all. So it's a whole shaila how to interpret this Maharash, halacha lamaisa. Okay, there's no Aninus at all in Yontav Sheni. That's the way the Shach understood lamaisa, that it was like the Smag, there's no Aninus at all in Yontav Sheni, even though the Shach himself doesn't personally paskin like that, because he paskin like the Rosh. But I want you to get that machloik is what the Maharash meant. There's the Havan of the Drush, Drish and the Taz, who said it's Noeg B'yom Aninus, not Belayla. And then there's the Havan of the Shach in the Maharash that says there's nothing at all, even though the Shach himself doesn't paskin like that. He paskins Lomaisa like the Rosh that there could be if you want to bury the person. Believe it or not, the Mishnah Brura in Simin Tov Kuf Mem Ches Sifkat Yud Tes, believe it or not, the Mishnah Brura paskins that it's Noeg Aninus B'yom Sheni, on the daytime in Yontav Sheni, because you don't bury Belayla. And therefore, the one that says Kiddush on Lal Sheni, that's what the Shmir Shabbos says as well. And the Yeshuas Yaakov writes that if you don't have to be Osek in the Meis, if there's a Chevra Kedisha, forget about it. There is no Aninus, and you're Chayvin all mitzvahs. And the Shevet Yehuda Paskins, Halacha Lamaisa, that if you want to bury him Yontav Sheni, then there's Dini Aninus, even from Belayla. But if you're not burying him at all in Yontav Sheni, then there's no Din Aninus at all, Halacha Lamaisa. So you have these different shittas about this concept, but it's a very, very fascinating din, Lamaisa, that would come out, and it's an interesting way to read the Mechaber. Yes, Zach, go ahead.
What's the reason why Yontav Rishon, you're allowed to bury the guy, like on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bury the
guy? We're going to get to that right now. Excellent. Let's get to that right now. Zach asks, what's going on about Shabbos? You know? What's going on about Shabbos? I mean, the only way we could get Aninus in by Shabbos was being Mashach al Atchum. What about burial? Bury him on Shabbos, right? Why is that off limits? We're only talking about a Yontif.
They were stricter about
Amir Lachim
on Shabbos than a Yontif. Isn't that the answer?
No, not necessarily. That's not necessarily true. Usually, it depends. Not necessarily. Not necessarily Al Pidin. Okay? It depends on different themes of muksa, but Lamaisa, not the muksa is more chomer on Yontif than Shabbos. Not on the Amir Lanachar. Not Amir Lanachar. Yes, Asher.
So what would the Shulchan do with the Mishnah Melech about the reason being because of the longest of Nashka? Is he not hold of that? Because he's using the practical? Exactly.
We're assuming, Lamaisa, we're assuming that there is a din of Aninus, like it could be, he's holy, like Yushalmi, you know, the Shulchan Aruch that, you know, David HaMelech died at just and Lamaisa, and you know, they, where are they holding in the Makar, you mean? That Aninus exists? The Poshup Shad Lamaisa in the Gemara. The Poshup Shad in the Gemara is there is, like the Mishnah Melech, that there is Aninus. The simplest thing in the Gemara, there is Aninus on Yontif. Kohen Gadol's regular Kol Shani didn't eat. That's the Poshup Shad in the Gemara. Forget about the Tesis Rid. Okay.
No, the mom's
yeah, but that's just pilpling with the. I'm just saying the Poshup Shat in the Gemara there in Moikatan is that there is Aninus on Yontif. Kohen Gadol's a regular Kol Hashanah, he didn't need it. So you see, there is Aninus on Yontif. Okay. That's the Mishnah Melech just arguing the Tesis Rid Lamaisa about how he argued. But I'm just saying straight up Raya fits very well. So let's get to what Zach's Nakuda was. So why is it that on Yontif we don't bury? So the pashtus is that there is a special halacha, Zach, and Taisa says this in Baba Kama, Pe'alef Amarav Damaskal Omer, and the Ramban and Shabbos And Sadi Dao Lizmaskos, Softi Maskos Shari, and he writes in the Torah's Adam in Amud Pei. The Ramban wrote the Kisvei Ramban in the Torah's Adam. He writes there that it's a gnai for a mace to be buried on Shabbos, even through a goy. It's just not right. And even though, as you brought up, Zach, that Amir Lenachri is mutter b'makom mitzvah, like the Baal Hitter, the Ramah writes in Siman Reishayin Vav Sif Beis, here everyone agrees you're not allowed to be buried by a goy on Shabbos, even through an akum, because there's a new gzeira that it's a gnai to be buried on Shabbos. And the Ramban in Shabbos, Kufnu Malvan Al Tirmas Mastizan, says amazing thing. He says, if they dug a grave on Shabbos for a Jew, you never use that kevro lomis. Even if they waited b'chlei shiasu, because it's a gnai to be buried in a kevr that people were machal Shabbos with. Amazing. Even goyim lomaisa. Even goyim. Halacha lomaisa. So that's the difference, what you have to say, between Shabbos and Yom Tov, legabi the aninus. On Shabbos, it's impossible to bury the guy. It's impossible. So lamaisa, there's just the only way lamaisa that you could say there's aninus on Shabbos is alts machshich al atchum, not alts the kfura, because it's off limits. Kfura on Shabbos is a gnai. Mashenken on Yom Tov, where you can do it the first day through goyim. Mashenken on Yom Tov Sheni, you can do it yourselves, lamaisa. And that's where the Rav wanted to say it's mamish or what? It's mamish considered to be what? It's considered to be a hutra. So since it's considered to be hutra, lamaisa, you wouldn't even need to want to bury him. Unlike the Taz, as we said, the Taz always says you have to invoke that where you want to actually what bury him, halach lamaisa. So it seems that that's the reason why, Zach, you have to come on to Shabbos being mashach al atchum, Lamaisa, and you cannot rely anything on Kfura, whereas on Yontif you can. Yontif by a goy, Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni, a Yid himself, because it would be considered to be a Hutra. So that's the Chiddush that we wanted to bring out, Lamaisa, on this din of Yontif. Now, I was thinking, one sec, Rafi, I was thinking, remember with the first day of Shir, I wanted to come up with a Nafgamina that, you know, Aninus is the Araisa. You know, Bismanazet. It's regarding Kutchin, Lysa Shani, you know, the Kurim. We those don't exist, Bismanazet, right? So what about an owning Duchani Anyantif? What would you say about that? What would you say about an owning Duchani Anyantif? So, Lamaisa, it's very interesting that the Reb Yaakov Emden quotes B'Shem the Magen Avraham Nishar Ephraim that he should not duchen on Shabbos in Yom Tov because Nesias Kefayim is huk shel avodah in the Mikdash and an onen is aser b'avodah in the Mikdash. So, and Reb Ovadia says the same thing, halach lamaisa. But then he backs out of it and he says, no, an onen should be allowed because he's not a hekesh gomer to Nesias Kefayim avodah in the Mikdash. What's the raya? Avoda Belaila is what? Is psula, and the ravio allows you to duchen Belaila. Okay, we don't do it, but he wants to back out of that, and he argues and says an onan would be allowed to duchen halacha lemaisa. So that's very interesting. So I was thinking that would be a nafka minit. Where do you have that connection? Would you allow him to duchen lemaisa or not on Shabbos or Yontif? So if you hold that what? If you hold that it does apply, you know, Aninus, then it would aser him from duchening halacha lamaisa. It would aser him from duchening. But, you know, in general, we do a play down, we play him down in Onein on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You know, he shouldn't get an aliyah, he shouldn't be a chazen. You know, if he's a Kohen in Eretz Yisrael, he shouldn't be all the duchen. But the bottom line is that even though we're not machshech al tchum in order to do that, even if you would, but there is that possibility, we downplay his notion of aninus. But that comes out, that's why I wanted you to get this din, halach lamais. It's interesting that, what do you say, and let's just get this, and I'll get to your question, Rafi, what do you say about halamoid? So we covered Shabbos, we covered Yontif, what do we say about halamoid? So here, the Mechaber writes Beferish that there is aninus. Mamish Beferish, there is aninus. There is no aveilus b'moed, but there is what? There is aninus. Okay? Let's get the Maramalkum Beferish. In Tav Kuf Mem Ches, Sif Hei, he says, Afa Bishin aveilus noeg b'moed, aninus noeg bo. So if you can do a Levaya on Cholomoy, you're ushering all those mitzvahs. Okay? You're ushering all those mitzvahs. Halach Lamaisa. She may slow mace b'cholomoy, usher b'dvarim sh'onin usher b'hem. And he points out exactly the same thing. That's why I said it's good to look in other places in Arachayim, besides you were there. V'meis b'yontif, what do you say? V'meis b'yontif, v'eina rotzel l'kavro, v'eina rotzel l'kavro b'bo b'yom, v'eina lov dinanis. Master, if you rotzel l'kavro, it goes consistent with what he's saying, there would be a dinanis. Elion kain, sarf ha'ashik halatchum. If you're going to start doing that, then ask halav dinanis, mishashim amshich. It's mamas l'shitoso what he says in Avelis. See, that's what I would say to the Rav. I would say to the Rav, you gotta look what he says in Orach Chaim. He says, in Meis Biyontov, who wrote to the Kavro Biyom. That's why I want to ding zach on the Reb Chaim's pshat. Remember, he said, according to Reb Chaim, he said, V'kol Shekein Yontov Sheni. Remember, he made a whole aura. Kol Shekein Yontov Sheni. Even if you don't want to do it, remember, we said that? What do you do with the Mechaber in Orach Chaim? He says, in Meis Biyontov, who wrote to the Kavro Biyom. So please get that down in your notes. I want a ding zach on the Reb Chaim's diuk in your day. On the kol shekein. He says, but kol shekein yantav sheni. And even if you didn't want to do it, it's a din, it's hutra. So then why does the Mechaber say, rotzel lekavro, Rafi, boy, by yantav sheni? That was the kasha that I had at Reb Chaim. You follow what I'm saying? He shouldn't have said, rotzel lekavro, bo b'yom. But nonetheless, there is a din aninus. I'm what? An chalomoid halach lamais. Okay, all right, we got this. Okay, all right. Now, before we go on, Nimshlik Safim, I just very quickly, I just wanted to say that you had brought up yesterday. I think Zach, your mechaber, that Torah Sodom. Remember, I said I thought it was difficult why people wear sneakers. The Torah Sodom says what you said. He says that you know they didn't have shoes, so it would stare. So I was saying you don't do those three meisim. It's a meisim. But if it's practically going to help you, what? If it's practically going to help you, you know, they allow the nilus asana in order for you to bury the person. So maybe there is an Indian to wear the sneakers. I was looking at it from an abstention as opposed to actions. So it could be what you said, you're machaber to the Ramban and the Torah Sod. Maybe that's why people are machaber to wear the sneakers for the Leviathan. Because the only reason why he said it is because Lamaisi had steered the... It's steered the Levi, but you can wear sneakers. Okay. It's going to help you do it. Okay, let's move on now to the din of Nimsul Iksofen. Okay? Let's move on now to the din of Nimsul Iksofen. We had in the Tysus, the second part of the Tysus, you know, seems like he's talking about Aninus in general, that topic of Tysus. And in that Tysus Lamaisa, he talks about... the giving over the nimsul exofen, and that din of what that means, halacha lemaisa, and that's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Sif Gimel. The Yushalmi says in Moikaton that places quotes nimsul arabim ochol basur shosa yayin. Nimsul exofen, those are the guys that carry the mace. Kasev is a shoulder. Kamisha nimsul arabim. Places quoted the Yushalmi, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes beferish. Makum shenogim sheaksofim yuchadim lahotzi ames lachshin yisasku akrovim mitzarke akfura yimsru lahem they mikabruhu mishamasu lahem mutarim akrovim basu v'yayin. Once they give it over, it's mutar basu v'yayin. Afilu kodim sheyitziu me'abayis, even before they take out the mace from the house, sheshuvim mutolayim. So it's an amazing chiddush lemais. It's an amazing chiddush. So we have this din of nimsul rabim, you give over to the ksofim, and therefore there's no din aninus anymore, halacha lemaisa. Okay, now, what happens though, when the krovia mace are going to go along with the mace to bury them? What would you say about davening? What would you say about basav yayin? Halacha lemaisa, what do you say about that? So, that's a very important machloikis, and the Chachmas Adam, in Klal Kufnin Gimel Os Gimel, writes that once the responsibility has been transferred over to the Chevra Kedisha or the Ksofim, you're done. You're done. Even if what? Even if you're going along with the mace to be buried. And the Chachmas Adam in Matzevis Moshe, in page 702, section 3, he writes about a personal experience, and he says that when a karvus was nifter, once all the responsibility had passed over to the Chevra Kedisha, and the burial plot was secured, he says you make brachas, everything according to what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And that's an amazing, amazing din. That means that even if you are going to go along with it, it seems that you would be potter. It's amazing. This Chachmas Adam. And believe it or not, I couldn't believe it, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins like this Chachmas Adam. Mishnah Berurah Paskins in Orach Chaim, let's get it, Siman Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Dalet, he says, as soon as you give over to Meis L'Ksofim, even if you're going to the Levaya, he says you should daven. And he writes, Lo Yafa Osim Onanim Shemamtin L'Spal Arach Kvura. They should daven Mincha right away when the Chevra Kedisha takes over. It's wrong. Mishnah Berurah says it. Can't believe it. But the note of Yehuda argues in Madura Tinyana Yordei Reshid Aleph, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes it here in Sifkan Chaf Aleph, and he says you only daven after the Kfura. You only daven after the Kfura. That's the Minigod. The Pnei Baruch says we follow the note of Yehuda. It's interesting. Mishnah Berurah said not that way. The Gesher HaChaim says the same thing. Aval Aveil Mahochim Lelivos Ameis Lekfuraso Lo Mahani Mesira Vein Mafsika means Ad La'achra Kfura. Ad la'achra kfura. He does say the Gesher Chaim in Pirk Yuches, Oz Beis, and Oz Chaf Aleph, and the Pnei Baruch says in Hilchos Anin, so if you want to be makor to daven and say Kriya Shema, you could, after you gave it over to the Chevra Kedisha, but even though you're going to go to Levaya. But that's not the minig. The minig is not that way. The minig is that Lamais, the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you're going to Levaya, the Aninus doesn't end until after the Aninus. Allah Lamais. Even though the Chaim the Chesed says that what you should stop Aninus, or you should daven, but that's not the Minig Olam. The Minig Olam is not like that at all. Allah Lamais said we follow the din of the note of Yehuda, and that brings us to that Agos Mamonios. I want you to see the Agos Mamonios in Pirak Dal Allah Vav in Uchas Avelis Os Vav says that. He was mistapek if one is escorting the mace in a boat or a wagon. Is that like Nimsul Ksofim or not? That's exactly the Shaila. You're escorting and you're going with. When I was going with my mom on the plane, I was going with. But when I came back with my mom, I was not going anymore. So Lomai said, that was definitely Nimsul Ksofim. Because I'm going home and my mom went to Eretz Yisrael. And the note of Yehuda says, that's exactly this situation. If they're accompanying it, Lamaisa, although there's a Chevra Kedisha, they would still be considered to be Onanin, Pashup Shad. They would still be considered to be Onanin, Halacha Lamaisa. That's what it seems. Go against that, Mishnah Berurah and Chachmas Adam, Alpi Din. And the truth is, the Rosh in Siman Gimel that I gave you, right, and the Taisus, the end of the Taisus, expanded Rabbi Natan. They say Rabbi Natan, when his sister died, even if he was in town, the husband was in charge. Yes? So I'm saying that's rooted in the Rishonim, this note of Yehuda. It's rooted in the Rishonim, Lamaisa. It's rooted in the Rishonim. You're going ahead with it, Lamaisa. If you're going ahead with it, Lamaisa, the Rosh expands it, Lamaisa, and he says that Lamaisa, he expanded that sheet to the Rabbeinu Tam, right? And then the Rosh himself argued. And said not that way. He said, just because the husband's in charge, there are other relatives. So the Rosh argues on that Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh extended the Rabbeinu Tam, like Tais extended Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh argues on the Rabbeinu Tam. So I'm saying that this Machlaikis, the note of Yud and the Chachmas Adam, is rooted in the Machlaikis, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh. It's rooted in, and there's, do you amplify Kavod HaMeis, guys? And therefore it'll apply, even if not doing the nitty gritty. But if you hold its mamish osik upon him, it's like you have to mamish be osik. And Lamaisa, that would have been a Tom's theory. The Rush argued on that. So the Rush extends a bit of time, like Taisus, and they argue on it. Rush argues on it. So I'm saying this machlekes, the Chachmas Adam, and the Nobiyut is based on this machlekes, Taisus, and the Rush. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush. You should know, please look it up over the weekend, the Bach, it's hard to look at all the Bachs. But the Bach in Os Dalid argues. And he says the Rosh extension of Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosfos extension of Rabbeinu is wrong. He says it's absolutely wrong. He says that he thinks if Rabbeinu Tam was in the city with his sister, he would have been ushered to eat meat and drink and wine. He says that was in the wrong extension. Okay? Please look at that Bach in Sifkot and Dalet. He argues with the Rosh and the Tosfos extension of Rabbeinu Tam. Even though, as I said, the Rosh himself argues on this halacha lamaisa. Okay? But this lamaisa, how do we paskin? As I said, I think we paskin like the note of Yehuda. It's strange. We go against the Mishnah Berurah and the Chachmas Adam, and we assume that lamaisa, if you're going to Malava the Mace, then we don't view that as mamish like Nimsul Eksavim. A rigid Nimsul Eksavim is like when I went away, then that's a rigid, that's the rigid definition we'll hold of Nimsul Eksavim. A rigid definition. But what I mean by rigid is when you're not going with. If you're going with, we're going to hold like the Notabu, not like the Chachmas Adam, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? So, this brings us to the following, though. And that is that what happens when you are Nimsul Eksavim? What happens? Raf, you had a question before. I'm sorry, I didn't call on you. I'm sorry, what was the question?
We're a little past that. I was wondering why Shabbos, it's a Ganai, and it's not a Ganai on Yom Tov. What's the Svara? It's more of a Ganai. Shabbos, Yom Tov is also a covering day.
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a good Kasha. Raf, you're asking, why is there more of a Ganai on Shabbos than on Yom Tov? I was kind of like taking the din. What's it be the svara why that should be, Lamaisa? Why should that be? I mean, it doesn't have to do with Ochel Nefesh, right? Right? Ochel Nefesh Mutar Yontif, not on Shabbos. This has nothing to do with Ochel Nefesh. I was thinking somewhere along those lines, but it's hard to say, Lamaisa. There was a built-in heter. Why was there on Shabbos not an on Yontif? Why is there more of a Ganai that there was Chilul Shabbos? Let me think about it more. I would just say that Einyantif, if we have that Teir of Ochel Nefesh, you know, even though this is not Ochel Nefesh at all, but maybe because of Simchas Yontif, which steer your Simchas Yontif, maybe because of Simchas Yontif Lamaisa, there's more of a Heter. But let me think why that should be. Okay?
Simcha would be burying a mace, I think it's pretty morbid activity.
I know, but it would upset you, Kolzman, you know, it's not finite, you know. But let's think about it. Mm-hmm. That's just a din. Why? I don't know. What we have to think about what the svar would be. But we have a svar by Shabbos, somehow that doesn't apply. The Gemara has a heter in Be'a Davov. It has a heter in Be'a Davov. We don't have that heter by Shabbos, and that's how the Ramban is masber why it's so. Lamaisa. Yeah, go ahead, Yudah.
Just back up we're linking him up with Rabbeinu Tam.
Yes.
And we're passing with him. Doesn't it just feels like, it feels so shaky when Rabbeinu Tam, we don't even know what Rabbeinu Tam held to begin with. And even the Rosh himself in Bracha said that the Kostari wasn't sure what the...
We're
standing on Rabbeinu Tam?
I'm not saying we're passing like Rabbeinu Tam. What I'm saying is that if you're going along with the mace, we're saying we're not passing like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, according to Tosfos and Rush's expansion, was we're passing more like the Rush, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, that's what we're saying. We're passing like the Rush, not like Rabbeinu Tam. So I'm just saying that I'm saying that machlok is chacham sadim. Nobody's rooted in that machlok. Is want to say okay. So let's just get to this, and because we got to get to the chumash too. I want to get to the chumash. I'm just saying when we talk about nimsul eksafim, what happens? In other words, I started shiva immediately. Right? I started shiva immediately. And because I wasn't, you know, there are situations where you're machzer panim, you're considered to be machzer panim lamaisa. When you walk away, the Gemara has Beferish and Waikon, we'll get up to a Chav Beis. When you walk away from it, then you start shiva immediately. That's like Stima Sagol. If you're not going to Levi, you walk away from it. That's basically what I did. But when it comes to Tosfos quoting in Brachas are Tosfos the Yushami Nimsur Nes L'Rabim L'Ksofim Mutal L'Onein Lechol Basav Lishtos Yayin. So the Rav just points out: are you starting shiva right away or not? So I thought the Pashup Shad in Tosfos would be you were right. So he says no. He says no, you're not, because there might be situations when it comes to shiva you need to never break up Shiva. You can never break up Shiva. It needs to be, you need a continuity with it. So therefore, Lamaisa, there has to be a malos, so there has to be a continuity. You need 7 days Ritzufim. So when you're Nimser L'Meslik Sofim, Dini Aninis stops, even though he claims the Minyan Avelis doesn't begin, says the Rav. Because Halacha L'Meisa, Dini Aninis is stopped because you can't be Osek anymore. But in the beginning of Shiva, L'Meisa, you can't do that. Kol's man that L'Meisa, there might be more... involvement with the burial of the mace. And therefore, when you walk away from it, you know for sure that the kfur is going to be done. And therefore, you're going to start the shiv immediately. But when you're talking about nimsalik sofim, it could be that maybe there won't be a kfura right away. You don't necessarily know. And therefore, you can't start 2 days of Shiva, and then realize it might not be buried for another 4 days, and then finish up 5 days. You can't do that. So the Rav wanted to say that it could be that Nimsul Ksafim is different than Achzaras Panim. I just thought it was a double pasuk, Nimsul Ksafim, you're done, you finish Aninis, you start Shiva. He says, no, not necessarily. It's not like Achzaras Panim in the Gemara Moikot Kaf Beis. And he says, because it might be interrupted in the middle. So that's where I wanted to bring out the following. That's where he brings up the following situation where you receive a telegram from a far-off city and you have a far-off city and the relative died and you have no plans to go to the kfura. So he points out, Amachloik is the rub between the Netziv and his son-in-law of Fal Shapira. When do you start the Avelis? Do you start the Avelis immediately, even before the Levaya, because you're not going? Or do you have to wait till the kfura? Do you have to wait till the kfura? It's a Machloikis. The Netziv says, Allah says, the minyan avela starts mishas kfura, but that's only for misasik in the mace. Right? That's only for misasik in the mace. So, halacha l'maisa, in this case, there, since you heard l'maisa that the relative died, and you never plan on going there, you're chasr n'ikr gairin for aschalas shiva. So it's mistabra, the shiva won't start till the actual levaya. Because you have to be involved in something, and then Lamaisa, you have to be involved in it, and then what? And then it stops. But here you never were involved. So therefore the minyan starts right away. Whereas the son-in-law, Rav Fal Shapira, held, you start right away, even if you weren't involved in it at all. Halacha Lamaisa, he says, that once you hear the relative died, and you're not planning on going, it's not makif, and therefore you start right away. Halacha Lamaisa. So, how do you paskin? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik held, amazing, halakha gdivrei meikav aval. He held halakha gdivrei meikav aval. So what does that mean? Even tarta disastre. That means listen to this. They started right away. The minyan shiva starts from Yom HaKfura, but it finishes from the day that you heard the telegram. So you go lekula in both directions. And that's what Moshe Soloveitchik did about his mother. He said, Halakha Gdivri HaMekel, even in Tarta Desasre. I want you to get that clout. Halakha Gdivri HaMekel, even in Tarta Desasre. So why is Halakha Gdivri HaMekel B'Avol different than Savik D'Rabban L'Kula? You don't say Savik D'Rabban L'Kula if it's a double contradiction. But you say Halakha Gdivri HaMekel, even if it's Tarta Desasre. That's what Shekri has in the Sefer, in Simen Lamechetz Ha'aravav. Halakha L'Maisa, that it's stronger. Halakha Gdivri HaMekel is stronger even than what? It's stronger more than Savik D'Rabban L'Kula. You never say Savik D'Rabban L'Kula Makom Tarta D'Sasser. Halacha L'Maisa. It's more than that. So you could say it even in the case of Tarta D'Sasser. Now, there's a big machlokes I want you to know. Halacha D'Rabban Meiko is said, according to certain shitas, let's pin down them, only by Tanoi. And then the Mordechai says, you say it even by what? Even by Amoroi. Right? Tosfos says in Chav Dal Rav Maskol Hachi and in Ksubis Dal Rav Maskol, we only say Halacha D'Rabbi Meiko by Machlokes Tanoim. You don't even say it by Machlokes Tanoim. And the Mordechai says it in Tuf Pei Beis. He says you do say it by Amoroi, but the Chazon Ish say you don't say it by Post Gemara Machlokes. The Rav though is using it here. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is using it here. Here it's a Machlokes in the Netziv and his son-in-law, and he says Halacha D'Rabbi Meiko.
even in the case of Tardis Asher. So he's using it even after. That's why I was saying when we get back to this. He's saying it even by post-Gemara, post-Machloikasim in the Gemara. So he says it even by what? Even by Tardis Asher. And he has such a kula halacha l'maisa to say like this. But the bottom line is that it was mechudish to me, this whole Rav, because I was thinking, you're done with Pasha, Dimsa, Lakshafim, you're done. There's no Anina, start Shiva. The Rav says, no, it's not like Achsar's punning. It's not like Chassar's punning. And if you saw, and that's what you guys asked me, Rafi and Zach and Seder, that if you think, remember we said that it's being moved from Makom to Makom? What does the Ramah say, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah here? Makom Shinosin and Ace Meir Le'ir, Im Makom Karavu Kivu Mutu Lefanov. So what if it's buried? Avanu Makom Rachok, Kom Ashneel and Mutter, Achi of Old Lyric for Rasul. So we say Allah Lamaisa that it's not done yet. If you're moving it from place to place, it's not done yet. It's still considered a mutal afanov, and we assume it's not done. You only start the Avelis after the end kfuru, the second kfuru. You're an onin until the actual end kfuru. And then you do from Stimus Agal. That's where Rabbi Avadi writes the Feirish, and that's the din. But it makes sense what the Rav's saying, though. I thought the Feirish Nimsa looks off, and you're done with that, you need to start Shiva. No, you have to wait until for sure Lamais it's done, and that's this machlokes between the Netziv and his son-in-law, Halacha Lamaisa, which again is utilizing this concept of Halacha Dibra Meiko, and he says it even in the form of Tarta Sashe. You'll start right away and end early, because you could say Halacha Dibra Meiko in both ways. But he's using it even on post-machlokes in Gemara, which some Rishonim say only about Tanoim, not Amoroim. And some Shitas Rishonim say it, only say it even by Amoroim. But they don't say it post-Gemara. Here he's using it even post-Gemara, Halacha L'maisa. It's an interesting Chiddush that comes out on this din. Okay, let's just close with something from Chumash. Zach, you're real quick, go ahead.
Is it saying that you stop the Aneas after it stops and then you have that middle period?
Yeah, and you'll wait to hear, L'maisa. You'll wait to hear. The Shulchan Aruch basically says, Misha Darkel Ishloa Kamez Levedin Acheres Lekorva, any Yodin Matai Yikavr. You don't know. You don't know when.
Are you owning to that, or you're nothing?
Right. No. Lamaisa, you'll be in this halacha. You'll be. Will you be an owning all the way? You're saying.
Yeah. It's, after him puts up the stuff, then you should be not doing it anymore. You should be in the middle of it.
Right. You'd be chayvin mitzvahs pashup shot. You'd be chayvin mitzvahs. That's what the Rav seems to be saying. You're not nimsul lechsofim, so you're not an owning anymore, but you're not an oval either. Right. So that's what the mechaber is saying in this din here. Remember we said that you don't have, if you're machzer panim, you're definitely done with aninus and you start avelus. So the mechaber said here, that's only when you don't know matai yikavr. Mashma that if you told l'maisa, then the din would be different l'maisa. You have to wait for the telephone call to wait till avelus. But that's, we don't assume like that. We assume once you walk away from the plane, it's done. You don't have to get a phone call that it was buried. You're done. Even though the Mechaber has that lashon, we don't assume like that. The Dogger Mavava says, like Nodib Yehuda says, you're done. Halacha L'maisa. Even though the Mechaber has that lashon, then you're matai yikaver. Mashu, you have to wait. You don't start the shiva until you find out the phone call. We don't assume like that, Ladina, though. Okay.